Tatsun Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manabhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamayam Adati Swapadantikam Mandeham Sri Guru Sri Yata Padakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamcha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathan Vitam Sam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakhanvitamscha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prastaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatyade Shatarine Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Shiva Satigaur Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So we are gathered here especially today to celebrate the 25th anniversary of the grand opening of Sri Sri Radha Rasa Bihari Ji's temple and cultural center in Juhu, Bombay. One could discuss the history of Hare Krishna land and the future of Hare Krishna land for days. And right now in Bombay, devotees have gathered and they are discussing the history of the Juhu project and its future for days. But because of time constraints and other factors, we shall only speak on one aspect of the project in particular tonight, and that is its name, Hare Krishna Land, which is especially appropriate because of the most prominent activity here tonight. When we first got the land in Juhu, it was a vacant field overgrown with brush. And at the time, Juhu was just a small fishing village far from the city of Bombay. But some of the local residents used to distill liquor. They would surreptitiously distill liquor in the bushes or the brush at Hare Krishna land. So anyway, with great difficulty, Srila Prabhupada was able to get the land conveyed in the name of ISKCON, and then to get the permission to build the temple, and ultimately to build the temple and install the deities in it. But just a few months, perhaps, after we came to reside at Hare Krishna land, Srila Prabhupada gave the name of the land or the project as Hare Krishna land. And the only other land we knew was Disneyland. So we, and Srila Prabhupada was very expert with words, and the only other project he had specifically named was New Vrindavan. And he said there are so many new versions of places from the old world in America, like New York, New Jersey, and so on. So why not New Vrindavan? So here, Srila Prabhupada gave the name Hare Krishna land, and just the name gave us the idea that it would be like Disneyland, but instead of Disneyland or fantasy land, it would be Hare Krishna land. One day, some years later, I was sitting in Srila Prabhupada's room at the back of the property, and Srila Prabhupada heard the sound of kirtan from the temple, and he commented, "This is Hare Krishna land. Always the sound of Hare Krishna should be heard here." In 1977, just perhaps 6 months before Srila Prabhupada was to leave, one staunch devotee of Srila Prabhupada named Mr. Sethi arranged a kirtan at the temple. Mr. Sethi was a staunch devotee of Srila Prabhupada and Krishna. And even before he met Srila Prabhupada, he was associated with the Sankirtan group. And even before the devotees had moved to Hare Krishna land, he would invite them from downtown Bombay to perform Nagar Sankirtan or Harinam Sankirtan in the streets of the suburb where he lived, Goregaon. And the devotees came and they did Nagar Sankirtan, and at the end of the Sankirtan, Mr. Sethi would offer them all a nice feast of Krishna Prasad. So Mr. Sethi was already attached to Krishna and Harinam Sankirtan, and he became extremely attached to Srila Prabhupada and Srila Prabhupada's mission and Srila Prabhupada's devotees. Anyway, the practice of the group that he had been associated with, which was called Radha Madhav Sankirtan Mandali, or something like that, is that every Sunday they would meet at one of the householders' homes, means the householder devotees that formed the Sankirtan Mandali. And they would do a Khanda Hare Krishna Kirtan, or continuous Hare Krishna Kirtan, for 12 hours, from 6 in the morning until 6 in the evening. And then from 6 in the evening until 8 in the evening, they would sing songs from Braj. And they would end with Jai Radhe, Jai Radhe, Radhe, Jai Radhe, Jai Sri Radhe. So Mr. Sethi had the idea that let them come and perform in the small temple we had at Juhu while the new temple was under construction. So we welcomed them, and they came, and they and the devotees from the temple perform kirtan in front of the deities in the small temple. Now, Srila Prabhupada was staying on the fifth floor of one of the two towers at Hare Krishna Land. But the building wasn't really ready at the time, and the lift wasn't working. So, and Srila Prabhupada was also quite ill, and he certainly couldn't come down, and the devotees couldn't come up. But the devotees really wanted to reciprocate with Srila Prabhupada, the devotees from the Radha Madhav Satsang Mandali. So they came out of the small temple, many of them, and stood by the tower under the under one of the windows, you know, of Srila Prabhupada's quarters. Of course, he was up on the fifth floor. And they're just chanting and chanting in the mood of pleasing Srila Prabhupada and expressing their love for him and reciprocating with him. And their anxiety to have Srila Prabhupada's darshan was increasing, and perhaps Srila Prabhupada's anxiety to have the devotees' darshan was increasing. And then finally, although Srila Prabhupada was in very delicate condition, he came out onto the balcony and looked down upon the devotees who were chanting and dancing below. And of course their ecstasy increased to a crescendo, and then Srila Prabhupada went back into his quarters and the devotees went back into the temple. The next day, Srila Prabhupada called for me, and he said that I should invite the Radha Madhav householder devotees to live at Hare Krishna Land. And he said that he would maintain them all, and all they had to do was to do what they did on Sunday, and that is to do continuous Hare Krishna kirtan for 12 hours. Well, Srila Prabhupada often made suggestions that we felt we were not able to execute. Like once Srila Prabhupada was on a morning walk in Calcutta and asked, suggested we ask the government to give us the Victoria Memorial. There was one incident I forget right now, but I think Prabhupada was on an airplane flight. And he asked one of the servants to ask the stewardess for something. The servant really couldn't bring himself to do it. I remember in Chicago, Srila Prabhupada said we should ask the city hall to donate. I think the city hall, they were moving. So he said we should approach, you know, the local government to give us the city hall that they were going to vacate. Anyway, I don't think I ever suggested to the Radhamat of devotees that they should all move on to Hare Krishna land. Then Srila Prabhupada said, otherwise, he would like all of the devotees from the temple to do continuous kirtan in the temple. So then I said, well, Srila Prabhupada, the devotees have so much service. And Srila Prabhupada said, well, all right. And at least on Sunday they should do continuous kirtan. So then I immediately agreed. Later, I realized, I mean, later means it didn't take long, but I realized that in the kirtan on Sunday, all the questions that I had in my mind became answered. So whenever any problem arose during the week, well, if it was Monday or Tuesday or even Wednesday, I might try to deal with it, but if it came up Thursday or later, I would just put it off and wait for the kirtan on Sunday, because I knew whatever the problem was, it would be solved in the kirtan, or by the kirtan. And that was a tradition for many years. I don't know what happened. I guess it's just one of the things that... But they sort of do it on Sunday. So as we were chanting here tonight, I was thinking, well, this is Hare Krishna land. This is an expansion of Hare Krishna land. We're hearing the sounds of Hare Krishna. One other time, Srila Prabhupada and some of us were walking back to the Juhu temple from the Juhu beach. And some little children, maybe not exactly street urchins, but sort of, you know, definitely from very simple families in the neighborhood, they saw Srila Prabhupada and they just sort of exclaimed, Hare Krishna, you know. Where Srila Prabhupada responded, Hare Krishna. And then, you know, after Srila Prabhupada had walked a few steps further, he sort of stopped and commented that our mission is a success. They're chanting Hare Krishna. So that was Srila Prabhupada's mission in general, and I believe in general it was his mission, and it was certainly his mission at Hare Krishna land. So I think that it is a fit tribute to Srila Prabhupada's monumental efforts to develop Hare Krishna land that we have gathered here tonight to chant Hare Krishna. And therefore, in the fitness of the occasion, I suggest we chant more. But if anyone would like to add anything or say anything, they can.
So the Voji just passed away. His name is Kivalya Swarup. He was the Prabhupada disciple, who was in Buenos Aires, Argentina, for many years, and I can't remember the year, but it was somewhere in the 70s that the government was persecuting the devotees, and they had to go underground. Basically, Kivalya's parents gave him a house, and he ran a temple in that house for a dozen years. Mm. They soundproofed the temple room, and
wow,
they distributed prasadam, and they just hearing about it, a lot of people came, just hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people will come and take prasadam and chant Hare Krishna. And he was basically the pillar of this operation. So he recently passed away, and in a very nice circumstance. He was very ill, and very quickly he faded away, but he was surrounded by devotees and pictures and the mantra and Prabhupada's tapes. So that happened only like 4 or 5 days ago.
Really? Where was he at the time?
He was in Buenos Aires. He was in Spain, but then when he found out he was sick, he came back.
It's nice. So,
very nice movie. Very nice. And I had great Kirtaniya, one of the best Mridanga players that movement ever produced.
Really? What was his name again?
Kevalya Swarup.
Kevalya Swarup. Kevalya Swarup Prabhu Ki Jaya. Shri Shirad Hara Subihari Ki Jaya. Shri Prabhupada Ki Jaya.